1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former CDC Director Susan Menares is telling Congress she was told to sign off on vaccine recommendations without reviewing them by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Even under pressure, I could not replace evidence with ideology or compromise my integrity.
And Kennedy has denied it. Back for a second day on Capitol Hill, FBI Director Kash Patel.
In my 16 years, now my 17 years of government service, if anyone has any questions about my service, bring it on.
He's telling House Democrats the FBI has been transparent on the Jeffrey Epstein case. A suspect is in custody after a car was rammed into a security gate at an FBI office this morning in Pittsburgh. Nobody was hurt. In the United Kingdom, President Trump welcomed by King Charles at Windsor Castle on the first full day of his state visits. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's contradicting guidance surrounding vaccines coming from federal versus state authorities this respiratory virus season. The Federal Food and Drug Administration approved the new COVID-19 shot, but only for people over 65 and with underlying conditions. This is a huge departure from previous directives when the vaccine was recommended for anyone over 6 months old. Now Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order trying to ensure that anyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Executive Order 275 directs Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to ensure everyone in the state can access vaccines. The order from the Office of Governor Tony Evers is in response to new federal rules. Their statement also says there's a misinformation campaign to make it tougher to get recommended vaccines, especially for some age groups. Evers' order tells health, pharmacy, and insurance officials to review policies, inform people about their options, and remove obstacles to getting vaccinated. A statement says the directive aims to protect health by prioritizing science and accessibility.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services released a statement yesterday saying they've reviewed the scientific evidence surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine. The press release says that, quote, based on this review, DHS issued a statewide standing medical order that allows most Wisconsinites who want the vaccine to get it at pharmacies across the state without a prescription, end quote. It goes on to state that DHS recommends the COVID-19 vaccine for Wisconsinites 6 months and older during the fall respiratory virus season. DHS Secretary Kristen Johnson says, quote, everyone in Wisconsin should be able to make the choice to protect themselves and their families against COVID-19, and the choice should be based on the best available science and medical recommendations, end quote. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Angels scoring off again tonight at American Family Field with Brandon Woodruff against LA's right-hander Jose Soriano. The Brewers with a great performance last night by Freddy Peralta cruised to a 9-2 victory. The magic number now 7 to clinch.
We will go on one, and three, two, one. Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this September 17th, 2025. I have your host, James, here, joined right now by our Wisconsin Rapids Mayor, Matt Zacher. Matt, good to see you.
Good to see you, James. Thanks for having me, as always.
Appreciate the time from you. We want to say a big shout out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page, keep up to date on the great work that they are doing. Over there, you can find a cool segment that they've been doing with our mayor. You're having these, some great conversations over there and everything. Also noticed you're really good at the Q&A. That's my thing. All right. I need this job, sir. I need this job. Please do not take it from me. I know you're really good. It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
Good. I appreciate hearing that. And I'm glad that they're serving the purpose that we intend and getting the information out and just letting people get to know the chiefs that are there and that they care. They're involved in the community and they want to be a part of it. So don't hesitate to reach out and talk to the chiefs whenever you have questions or just want to get to know them better.
We begin with hearing from our listeners and talking to them over the last, I'd say, probably going back about 3 weeks, maybe shortly after your last visit with us. I know it was around there. Hearing from listeners and the feedback that I was getting, and they were asking me, like, hey, when you see the mayor, if you could bring this up, if you could ask him about this, was involving our construction. And I want to stress that out of the five, six people that I talked to, one of them a couple, there was no anger in any of this. Their tone was fine. That we were not, there was no yelling, nothing like that. What there was I think a bit of confusion and a bit of just not understanding. Well, you know, I didn't know that this was happening. Specifically, they were talking about the construction going on here on the west side of town on some of our roads, back-to-back-to-back roads. And this kind of happened to them overnight, the way they made it sound. So, you know, not trying to speak for them, but speak with them in this. That was more of the concern, was where to get this information, and was this information already presented and they just missed it or something along those lines. And I know how much communication means to you.
Right. No, I appreciate hearing from the people, because if we don't, you know, if we don't hear from the folks that are in the community, we don't know. We're just kind of living. This is a whole separate topic, but the more I'm in the seat, the more I worry about being in the bubble. Whereas for 20 years, I was outside the bubble. When I say that, I mean, with all due respect to the city itself, the organization, you tend to get a siloed effect. You're not seeing the bigger picture of what's going on. And that's what people get frustrated about with government, because it's not being responsive to the people. So that being said, we decide the year before what projects are going to be on the dock for the coming year. We actually have to budget for them, and we have to figure out where that money's coming from. Some comes out of different parts of the budgets, funded by different aspects of the government's budget, whether it's state, federal, our personal stuff. And so we have to have that up and running before the year even starts, so that we know we're on the right page. And then outside of that, I encourage everybody. We've just spent a ton of time revamping and doing a brand new website, and we're excited about the product. But at the same
time, who grew up in a gun culture and saw his partner being trash talked and thought that the guns were the solution. I mean, and I don't mean this in any way to excuse what he did. It's horrible and never should happen. But this whole thing that he's part of some giant left-wing conspiracy that involves George Soros and all this other stuff that the right is out there pounding on, I'm just curious your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough information to be able to say definitively anything specific. However, it is pretty clear there's no left-wing conspiracy. I mean, this is being used very much in a way to go after, I think, left organizations, to go after free speech. I wonder what part of the Constitution next is at risk. But, you know, online, there's a database now of 50,000 names of people who've said something bad about Charlie Kirk since he's been assassinated, and they want them to lose their jobs. Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin's 3rd District, my neighbor, introduced legislation to take away funding from groups if they have someone under their employment who've done this. He's recommended ending the city of Eau Claire, 67,000 people, many of your listeners in Wisconsin. He wants to take away federal funding for the entire city because one alderman made a comment on social media he didn't like. In Ellsworth, Wisconsin, a smaller community, a teacher said something, and then he wants to take funding from the entire city away because a teacher, was not even a city employee, did something. I mean, this is the idiocy that is now coming out of this. So that's my real fear, is that we're suddenly going to, in claiming we support free speech, we're taking away speech rights. I mean, people have a right to say awful and dumb things as well. That's free speech. But, you know, what I'm seeing is being from Wisconsin, unfortunately, you know, Joe McCarthy.
I was just thinking about that.
Totally.
This is the blacklist. The Hollywood blacklist all over again.
And this is my real fear, is that they're now taking Charlie Kirk, who said many awful things himself quite often in his career, and now trying to sanctify him and using him to go after free speech rights. I mean, they have a censure resolution for Ilhan Omar on the floor today, and she said nothing. They don't have a quote to even attribute to her. It's just she's a brown-skinned Muslim woman, and that's enough for them to try to take a pound of flesh. So
Laura Loomer tried to track, you know, tried to ambush her in the halls of Congress. I think that's what incited this, right?
Yeah, and that's what's awful right now, right? So this is what I fear more than anything. We have seen times in history where people have taken advantage of incidents for very negative consequences for the people wherever they may live where this happened. And I want to make sure that we don't actually take away freedoms in the guise of somehow supporting free speech, because it would be as Orwellian as you could imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. The other question I had for you, and in addition, well, actually, two things. Number one, feel free to let us know whatever's on your mind right now. Typically, I open with that kind of open-ended question. Is there something you want to talk about before we start taking calls? But then secondly, I'm curious your thoughts on how this possible government shutdown is going to play out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think that's what's most immediate in our minds. Supposedly, there's a resolution that the Republicans negotiated on their own to keep the government open. So Democrats weren't involved or consulted or asked anything. Our position has been, you've done a lot of damage to the American people through the big, ugly law that's now law that took away health care and other things from people. That has to be fixed for us to be able to work with you. We're willing to do something, but you can't continue to take away things from people, and they are. And for those reasons, we're not exactly looking at the proposal they have with anything that looks good. The Senate, of course, will be the real question because, you know, that's last time where things fell apart. But, you know, anything that takes away people's health care, food assistance, other rights of people, we are going to oppose. And I think we learned from the March lesson, American people want us to fight back.
Yeah.
And I think that's front and of mind for House Democrats for sure.
I'm curious your thoughts on the lack of fight from Schumer and Jeffries. I'm not hearing either of them pushing back loudly against Trump, against basically any of this stuff. And they have the big microphones.
Well, Jeffries is the one who's telling us this, right? I mean, we're having this conversation together and he's hearing from us and he's saying, you know, we're not budging as long as you're taking away things like health care from people. So I've heard it, whether or not the media is picking it up, as you often know, mainstream media doesn't do, they do what they would help sell detergent, right? Sometimes
right. Rather than. Well, I'm not just talking about the budget fight and the shutdown. I mean, more generally, you know, decrying, you know, secret police and, you know, masked people in the streets and the military, all these other things.
I think the Senate's the key in that because of the votes they need, you know, the simple majority versus the filibuster, you know, numbers where things can fall apart.
But where's the rhetoric? Where I want to see Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries pounding their fist on a table and warning America. And I'm not seeing that. It concerns me.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't see as much of the news because I'm in middle of it, I guess, you know, every day on stuff. I know what Hakeem Jeffries tells us as we're talking in caucus, and he gets it. In fact, you know, on the cost of living stuff, Tom, American people get it. You know, Trump's tariffs, everything else that's devastating them. That was why they elected him. And now, you know, he's doing instead this completely other agenda. I just don't know how, even on the Charlie Kirk stuff, you know, I wish the mainstream media would take more quotes of Charlie Kirk, what he said throughout his career, because now suddenly it's about free speech.
Yeah.
Some of our fight is actually with mainstream media and what they cover and what they don't cover. And you and I have had this conversation many times. But I am hearing, I mean, Hakeem Jeffries, I can't speak for Chuck Schumer because I'm not in the Senate caucus. But I hear Hakeem saying the same things I'm saying to you right now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Middays with Mark, a national progressive town hall meeting with Congressman Mark Pocan. Stick around. We'll be right back with Congressman Pocan taking your calls. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
My wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Time out.
All right, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Where?
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title. Urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Middays with Mark, taking your calls, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Roger in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, Congressman, thank you, and thank you, Tom, for inviting him for the first hour. I have talked to you before, as well as your predecessor, my congressman from Seattle, and I'm asking you today to follow up on one of Tom's great suggestions, is to let's impeach the current president for treason. And in that way, we don't have to go through a separate impeachment for the vice president and his cabinet. He said, if I'm not mistaken, that we can impeach the president for treason and get rid of the whole crew. And then I think what you should do to answer your first caller is use your 200 colleagues to test drive reasons for impeaching the president for treason. Now, is it killing the kids in Africa? Is it killing grandma like COVID in the first administration? Is it killing the farm subsidies or, you know, whatever it's going to make Russia more strong and China more strong than us by the fraud, waste?
We got it, Roger. And Congressman, what he's referring to is Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, it's one sentence, and it reads, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." And, you know, some have read that to say that if the president's impeached, his entire cabinet goes with him. I'm not sure exactly if that's the case, but it seems to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But, you know, I think everyone understands that would not pass in this Congress. So yeah. I think what's more important that Roger brings up is let's aggressively message on the things that Donald Trump's doing. His tariffs are making things more expensive. His big, ugly law is taking away health care and food assistance from people. What they're doing right now, taking away and eroding Medicaid and the tax credits for health care through the ACA and things like that are directly hurting people. And that's what we're doing. You know, I think the single best thing, Tom, that Democrats can do right now is get into Republican districts where they're afraid to do town halls and talk about things. And again, it doesn't pass the smell test, right? If these are really good things, they should get on the rooftop and scream about it and get there and prove in their own backyards that they're liars and that they did bad votes. And, you know, your member, Roger, right now, Pramila Jayapal and I are talking about doing that in a few districts around the country this fall for that very reason. So I think the more we can get to there and show the difference and show them to be the liars that they are on the bills they've passed is the single best way to go after both the Trump administration and the Republican members that enable them.
Steve in Phoenix, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Morning, gentlemen. I'd like to talk about Ken Martin here. Just a quick shout out to Mariners Inn in Madison. It's a 60-year restaurant, going to be missed terrible. Tom would have liked it. It was nautical themed, and we're back in spring to see it one last time. But anyways, I'm sure you know about it, Mark. Moving on to Ken Martin here, I'm calling him the Invisible Man. He was elected to be our chair, and I don't know of anything he's done. Ben Wickler would have been a hell of a good choice, and he didn't make it. I'd like to see Ken Martin come on Tom's show and discuss some things too. So, do you know is Ken Martin doing anything? Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah, every chair of the DNC for the 20 some odd years I've been doing this show has come on this program. Ken Martin, we've reached out to several times, haven't heard back from him.
Yeah, I find that surprising. I mean, he should, right? You have,
because I'll be nice to him. I mean,
and you have a big listenership of people around the country who want to do something, who are trying to fight back against what's happening. So I can't speak for the DNC. I've never tried to. They're their own entity. They are not the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee or the Senate Committee. They're not Democrats in the House or Senate. I backed Ben Wickler because he was an amazing party chair, and I think he would have been great at the federal level. But I can't really speak for the DNC directly because I don't have that much interaction as a member of Congress with them. And that's not a knock to Ken Martin. That's I've never had it with the DNC. That's not just how they operate. So, Steve, I think the best thing you can do is through the party structure in your local community in your state, you know, they are related to the DNC. I would pose that question with those folks. And, if Ken Martin or anyone with the DNC is listening, go on Tom's show. Trust me, it'd be the best hour you're going to spend.
Well, thank you. Congressman, we have just a little less than 1 minute left. Not enough to take a call here before this hard break at the bottom of the hour. I'm curious your thoughts on the Democratic Party generally. I mean, in 92, Clinton really had to reach out to rich people and corporations because the Supreme Court back in 78, you know, in that decision that Lewis Powell wrote, said it's okay to bribe buy politicians, basically. Right. And the Democratic Party kind of swung away from the populism and the New Deal of and the Great Society and swung toward neoliberalism. And now is moving back, you know, toward populism. How about the institutional party itself? How many of your colleagues would you consider progressives? How do we bring this party back to FDR and LBJ? I'm sorry, I only have 15 seconds left.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the best sign I can offer is when I got to Congress, three people didn't take corporate PAC money. Now I think it's like 60. Some Democrats don't take. You're right, we are swinging to a more populist, progressive place, but we've got a lot more work to do to get to the point that we're actually connecting with voters on the issues, because voters connect with progressives on universal health care and, taking care of the environment as adequately as we need to. The pressures in Washington of the special interests have been mighty, but I agree. There was a turn with the Clinton administration. I think that took
us
in the wrong.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
I always appreciate your candor. Thank you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, picking up your calls. We'll be right back after this break. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The deadline clock is ticking in Washington, D.C. on a spending bill when we have a government shutdown. We'll discuss it with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Days 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's another update on the Amber Alert from Portage County last week. The mother of 6-year-old Ruby Lehman has been arrested. Chelsea J. Lehman is now in custody. The district attorney in Portage County says 6-year-old Ruby was not abducted. Rather, she walked away from her home to look for her uncle, Jordan Coyle, who she refers to as Dad. Coyle is a registered sex offender and cannot live with children as a condition of his parole. D.A. Cass Cousins said authorities recently learned that Coyle was living with Chelsea Lehman and her minor children, including Ruby. Because of this, the Department of Corrections issued a warrant for his arrest. Coyle began hiding from law enforcement on September 9th. Ruby went missing on the 11th, and authorities issued the Amber Alert on the belief that Ruby was potentially with Coyle. Chelsea Lehman has been arrested for aiding or harboring a felon and for allowing him contact with her children, which goes against Coyle's supervision conditions as a sex offender. Lehman is in custody pending her initial court appearance. Coyle is in custody on a DOC hold pending the filing of criminal charges after the 3-day manhunt over the weekend. There's a meeting this Saturday in the town of Rome about wake boats. It's on September 20th at 10 a.m. and will be held at the Rome Town Hall. The topic under discussion is a possible wake boat ordinance. This informational meeting is for town residents and property owners who live in the Tri-Lake region. The meeting will include a presentation from the Wisconsin Water Sports Coalition. Town residents will also be given 3 minutes to speak or ask questions. The town board would like to hear what residents think about having an ordinance allowing and or limiting wake boat usage, but they will not be making a final decision at this meeting. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. Tonight, a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lows fall to 60. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one reaching 80, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to yet another new 2026 candidate for legislature, and we'll talk vaccines with Dr. Kelly Snook.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. Middays with Mark, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes. My question to Mark is, why isn't there no congressional oversight committee on Trump's grifting? He has made $5 billion grifting in 6 months as president of the United States. Today on TV, the CDC is going to oversight with the Senate. Why is there no congressional, Senate, or House who has an oversight committee on Trump's illegal grifting? It'll be worth $50 billion in 3.5 years if you don't stop it now.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for calling in from the district. And, I think one of the most amazing grifting things is the meme coin that he put out there.
Yeah, is
being regulated as a collectible rather than any kind of financial security. In committee, I remember Marie Guzenkamp Perez asked the regulators, so you're saying it's like a Beanie Baby? And essentially, that's how they're regulating. He's getting rich off of this. The problem, Mike, is what I so often say, elections have consequences. The only way you can get a committee to do a hearing is if you're in charge, politically in charge of that committee to do that. Same is true with how you get something on the floor. At least there we have a discharge petition like they're doing on the Epstein files right now. But in committee, you don't. You can do a shadow hearing, but I'll be honest, those don't get covered very well. But we do need to let people know the full corruption of not just the Trump administration, but Republicans and their complicity in allowing him to do this as well.
I think some shadow hearings into Epstein and into Trump's $5 billion would actually get a lot of coverage. But if I could encourage you guys. Rob in Mesa, Arizona, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Hey, I just want to say that the Epstein files is something that the many independents and half of MAGA finds very important. And I think the Democrats need to expand on this. And basically, they need to look at the Epstein file and show it as the tip of the iceberg of what's hidden. Our government hides. I call it the Epstein curtain, because nobody can see behind this curtain. But this curtain represents more than just these pedophiles. It represents other dark money. Donors. We don't know who these dark money. It could be other criminals. It could be other, nations. It just could be just greedy people. But we got to break this iron curtain of the Epstein iron curtain. And the only way to do that is to pass a constitutional amendment, which the Democrats have proposed, that says that corporations are not people and free speech is not money. And we need to promote that every time. So even if the Epstein files come out, to say, yeah, but the Epstein Iron Curtain is also hiding all this other dark money. And we need to expose names and just keep it going. Just keep that Epstein file alive, because people connect with that.
Okay, Rob, let's get the congressman's thoughts on that. Thank you.
You know, both Rob and Mike, Tom, brought up at a 30,000-foot level the issue of corruption, really, and comes to campaign finance and other issues. And it is one of the central themes that we are looking at right now as Democrats. And they're exactly right, because we're seeing it happen by not just the Trump administration, but the Republicans in Congress. I do think, though, that I want to keep it as broad as possible on the corruption, because, the Epstein files, there's got to be something. I was talking to a senior member on the floor yesterday, and it may not be Trump himself that winds up being central to them, but it's somebody's names, whether it be rich and powerful or family members of high ranking folks that don't want to have it released. But Just my feeling, Tom, my feeling alone is it's kind of like eating a donut for breakfast. It tastes really good at the time, but you have no sustenance out of it. I don't want to rely solely on that issue because I can tell you by the calls I get to my office, that's not what people are reaching out to us about as much. And it's something the media loves to look at. It's something that shows the complete hypocrisy of Republicans. But in the long term, it's going to be this much broader issue of corruption that we need to focus on because it does permeate pretty much every level. And I think it has that sustenance level more than just any one issue.
Cece in Northbrook, Illinois, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. Mr. Pocan, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate you talking to us. My question to you is, do you think theatrics are effective on the Democratic side, and do they have any? The last theatrics I remember off the top of my head was Congressman Green in the House of Representatives showing his anger, because I feel like you're just not showing the anger. We need some, red faces and some. Hakeem Jeffries is just a disappointment to me. I need to see the angry black man. I'm sorry, but I need to see some emotion. So, what are your comments on that?
Yeah, so I do believe in theatrics. I do think you see it a lot on oversight and government reform and judiciary. Whether or not the mainstream media or others pick this up, we don't have control over it. There certainly is that. There are a number of members who see that seems to be central to what they're trying to do, realizing that there's not a lot of policy substance that's going to happen. But I also think it's taking it on the road and taking it into the districts and taking it to where local media is covering local elected officials. That's harder work, but I think maybe better work at the end. It might do a better job of driving these messages home. Because I think one thing that, people just, it's a smell test, right? And if you're really saying this is a great bill, the big ugly law, for example, but you won't have a town hall and you won't really talk about it, and someone else is willing to come in and then tell you about it, and you're still not willing to talk about it, that doesn't pass a smell test. And I think that's sometimes what people need to wake folks up. So theatrics, yes, it's already done on a few committees on a pretty regular basis, may not get covered, but let's take it to them. And the more we do that, I think the more we deliver a very potent, powerful message at the local level.
Amy in Madison, Wisconsin, you are on the air with your congressman.
Mark, this is Amy, Russ was Penn, yeah. Well, anyway, what I wanted to say was that in Wisconsin, I really like the governor. They're letting everyone get a COVID vaccine at CVS or Walgreens, and it's really happening because our state has decided to do that, Wisconsin. And that's why it's important to have a Democratic governor next time. And Ben, I think, may run for governor, Ben Wickler. I don't know if he is, but he might. Yeah. So.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
Congressman.
I think, Amy, again, thanks for calling from the district. I think you bring up a really strong point that we shouldn't be allowing healthcare policy to be decided governor by governor. Fortunately, we have some good governors, but it's not like, the state lines are going to be that protector of people when it comes to diseases. And I think right now it's a scary time around vaccines in general with the Department of Health and Human Services. I believe Ben Wickler, I'm not sure if he's officially said it, but I believe he is not considering running for governor. So I just want people to know, a lot of people who are this week, a couple people got in the race in Wisconsin, Tom. We're going to, as a purple state, we're going to get a lot of attention for that race. But the point that having good elected officials who look out for their constituents first and foremost, like Governor Evers, is great, and we need more of that. And I appreciate Amy's call.
Is Governor Evers term limited, or has he just said
He's decided not to run again. He's put a half a century of public service in.
Wow.
He's, I think, 74. I wish him the best. He's probably one of the most, if not the most decent person I have ever met in politics, Tom.
Yeah.
He's exactly what you see is what you get. A really, really decent person. And, I'm glad to call him a friend and truly unique. And we're going to have a new governor, and that's going to provide us some new opportunities. But I want to thank him for his service in our state.
Well said. David in Amherst, Massachusetts, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes. Hi. Thank you. I just wanted to bring to your attention and everyone's attention that today is Constitution Day. to commemorate the signing of the Constitution on September 17, 1787, a law was passed in 2004, Public Law 108-447, Section 111, that requires educational institutions that get federal funds to educate their people on the Constitution, and each federal agency or department shall provide educational and training materials concerning the United States Constitution to each employee. And I'm curious, Congressman Pocan, if you're aware of this, and if there's any talk on the Capitol about today being an epic and very important day, the Constitution Day.
Yeah, David, no, I wasn't aware of it. I guarantee Jamie Raskin is probably talking about it, if anyone is a constitutional law professor. But and what we're doing is just the opposite, right? I mean, we're taking the argument for free speech and the issue of Charlie Kirk and using it to go after people and fire people and threaten the funds of organizations that employ people that say something that, you know, you can say dumb things, you can say things that are uncomfortable, but you have free speech rights in this country according to the Constitution. And so I think that's the scary part, right, is just that we're actually in a very different path. And that's why it's important. I wasn't aware of it, and I'm glad you brought it up, David. So thanks so much.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin and the U.S. House of Representatives, taking your calls for the hour. Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program, our regular feature. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pocan.house.gov is both his website and his blue sky handle. We'll be right back. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported September 9th that a Utah State District Court ordered a new congressional district map to be drawn by September 25th. Shortly after, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature asked for an emergency stay, which was denied by the Utah Supreme Court on September 15th. The new fair map should be in place for the 2026 midterm. In 2018, Utah voters approved Better Boundaries Proposition 4, establishing a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. Fair maps were drawn, but the legislature passed SB 200 to neutralize the commission, and the legislature drew new gerrymandered maps, actions later ruled unconstitutional.
In asking for the stay, the state legislature argued 3rd District Court Judge Diana Gibson had abused the court's discretion in striking down the 2021 congressional map for not complying with Proposition 4, but then ordering a new map which only partially met Prop 4's guidelines. The Utah Supreme Court, however, found Judge Gibson had not abused her authority due to the timeline and denied the stay. For now, the timeline for fair Utah congressional maps will likely stay in place for the 2026 midterm. A full appeal by the legislature will likely be heard in the coming months. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits,
we can't read a poker face.
Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe.
This is how you remind.
From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are to tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and get coughed on, or open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed, and there's a doctor involved here, but doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. This is great for traveling, by the way. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. And I can get you $45 off if you go to urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. You have to do both. urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Larry in Sonoma, California, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, and I'm glad to talk to you, Congressman. My question and point is that the conversation is just being too controlled by the right wing. And they appear to, goes through the newscast and you keep hearing the same thing. I'm getting upset in the morning listening to MSNBC try to do two-sidedness. Well, why aren't we talking about what triggers these people to do these shootings? And to me, it is the Republican rhetoric. And we don't hear that coming out.
Yeah, I just saw someone posted something that I believe the Cato Institute, Tom, put together that shows right-wing versus left-wing, either, I don't know if it's killings or violence.
Right.
And it was hugely on the right wing where violence is occurring. So at least I am seeing some of that put out. And if it's really was the source was the Cato Institute, I mean, that'd be very interesting.
Here's the numbers since the day after 9/11, because that was such a huge event, it just skews all the numbers. But since the day after 9/11, there have been 139 people killed by right wingers, 121 killed by jihadis, 17 killed by ideological / misogyny / incel ideology, which you could characterize as right wing. 13 killed by black separatists, nationalists, or supremacists, and 3 by far left wing people.
Yeah. No, I mean, the scary thing that we have to be guarded for right now is that they're going to try to use this to go after people, right? This list of people that they want to have fired. They're going after communities and universities. They're going to start going after left-wing groups, in their words. And yeah, I just saw posted on social media, one of the Republicans at the Patel hearing made the claim that if Charlie Kirk had been around at the time of the disciples, he would have been the 13th disciple. Like, you know, they are completely going to rewrite history on this in order to try to accomplish their agenda. And, you know, they're going after Ilhan Omar on a censure resolution, and she didn't say a thing. They don't have any words that she said to censure her. And, you know, this is why it's an especially scary time, and we all have to be active in this.
Beth, in Manhattan, New York, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. Oh, good morning. I wanted to ask Representative Pocan why the Democrats aren't trying to do those things that inspire and uplift Democrats. It's lovely that you guys are going to go to these Republican districts and, you know, tell them what their representatives aren't doing. But have you seen the open letter that, of all people, Liz Cheney wrote as to what we should be doing? She had like 8 points. Like, why aren't we having press conferences every day saying all the lies and illegal stuff they're doing and what we're going to do to fix it? Why aren't we having a shadow court every day on all the people, including, of course, first and foremost, the president, that need to be prosecuted for the illegal stuff? If you like, I can literally read you the 8 points that she put in her letter that say it succinctly. Would you like me to?
We don't have the time, Beth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so here's my response. It's easy to put 8 points together. It's a lot more work to actually put all these things together. And in the case of press conferences, guess what? We do daily press conferences in Washington, the House Democrats, and I believe the Senate Democrats do the same thing. Whether or not they get picked up is another question. But, you know, Tom, I think, let's face it, when you look at how media is consumed, we need to be using media in a very different way and not the traditional ways to get the message out. Republicans do it better, you know, and then sometimes our media, in trying to be fair, as I think this caller or another one brought up, are trying to do the two-sidisms. And, you know, sometimes there's not two-sidisms. Charlie Kirk said some pretty awful things, and, you know, we can't allow them to use that to take away our rights. So, you know, I think a lot more is happening than I think people really realize. I just don't know how to make sure we get that information out, because if we don't, then you are screaming into an abyss, and we need to make sure we're doing a better job of that. And I think that's a fair argument.
We have just 1 minute until the end of the hour. Do you think that this is a problem with the Democratic Party's reliance on the consultant class? And B, your thoughts on the upcoming weeks?
Yeah, I mean, don't even get me going on the consultant class. When it comes to campaigns, I have many, many complaints. I've been on many calls where consultants are in their big Virginia homes and not even getting up out of their chair while we're talking. So that's, I agree with you on that. I think it is, we need to know how to use media better and know use new media better, and we're not yet. And that's important. Most important thing to look at is by September 30th is the end of our fiscal year. Not a lot of people are following it. I just saw some polling this morning about whether or not there's a government shutdown, depending on what the Republicans do. But this is a chance for us to highlight that they've done a lot of damage to people in healthcare. That's what we're trying to do right now in other issues as well. Help us amplify those on your social media. And it could be a bumpy ride in about a week, Tom, and we'll see where that gets us.
Okay. Well, we look forward to having you back on and discussing it when the day comes.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Congressman. It's always a pleasure having you with us. You're one of the good guys. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Congressman Mark Pocan. Yeah, Pocan.House.gov is his website. You can find him on Blue Sky at the same, Pocan.House.gov. We'll be back on the other side of the break with my rant. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former CDC Director Susan Menares tells Congress she was told to rubber stamp vaccine recommendations. Health Secretary Kennedy has denied it.
He made another set of assertions associated with CDC that were particularly pointed, called in that context CDC the most corrupt federal agency in the world. Emphasize that CD employees were horrible people.
And today's the day Federal Reserve policymakers weigh in on interest rates. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The labor market is deteriorating, but at the same time, we see prices are starting to edge higher because of those tariffs. I think the Fed is really going to focus on the labor market. We're expecting a quarter of a percentage point drop.
Early this morning in Pittsburgh,
there's a white Toyota Corolla that crashed into the gate of the federal building.
Broadcastify with police audio after a car rammed a security gate at an FBI office. Suspect is now in custody. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.